Blindfolded and confused, my fingers tighten around Salinger's hand. He sits beside me, and the tension in his body is palpable, the silence deafening. His last words to me before his father ordered him to cover my eyes repeat in my head. His mother. It seems like I'm not the only one who has secrets. For nearly 2 months, I've lived in the compound with my husband's, and Salinger never mentioned that his mother was still alive, or that she was the person responsible for creating the lottery. If she's so important, why haven't I met her, or even heard about her? Salinger leans towards me and whispers, "It'll be okay." I want to believe him, but can I trust anyone? My mind retraces my interaction with him. He never wanted to marry me, or to enter the lottery. He's been angry with me for weeks and has held it against me at every opportunity. And now I'm just supposed to believe him when he says it'll be okay? Still, he is the only person here who knows a thing about me. And as his fingers lace with mine, I have to hold on to the only shred of hope I have left, that he is on my side, for better or worse, till death do us part. I'm not sure how much time passes, but it's long enough that when I'm finally allowed to take the blindfold off, I see we're in some sort of military compound that seems to have been dug into the side of a mountain. Or maybe it's underground. I can't tell by the rock formations that create an uneven arc above us. Shivering as I get out of the car, I hold on tightly to Salinger's hand and let him lead me towards a white, dome-like structure guarded by two armed men. Salinger's jaw twitches as the door opens and we're escorted through. The director walks behind us, his own tension almost palpable. The first room we're led through is some sort of tech room, with men typing furiously, working through code that even I can't decipher. I glance up at Salinger questioningly, but his gaze remains focused on the next door in front of us. He gives my fingers a tight squeeze, which doesn't give me a lot of faith in his earlier comment that everything will be all right. My brows shoot up when we walk through the next door and find a cozy, elegantly decorated sitting room. A woman sits in a wheelchair on one side of the room, her profile to us as she types something on a keyboard with one hand. Slim and still attractive, a silver braid hanging halfway down her back hints at her advancing years. She doesn't turn toward us, just gives a sharp command. "Sit." Even the director obeys, taking a seat in one of the three armchairs that seem to have been set up specifically for our arrival. Sitting in the middle of the two men, I try to calm my erratic heartbeat. Who is this woman who commands these two men with such authority? After a few long moments, the woman uses a device on her chair to turn toward us. It's then I see that one side of her face is slack, the left side of her mouth drawn down as if she had a stroke. Her gaze locks on mine and she studies me with clear, brown eyes. "So, you're my son's wife." This is Salinger's mother. "It's nice to meet you," I say, realizing right away that it's important to win this woman's favor. But it isn't acceptance I see in her expression. It's suspicion mixed with curiosity. "I would have brought you here sooner if I'd known he had married," she says, glaring between her son and his father accusingly. Her words are only slightly disjointed despite her impediment. "I'm offended I wasn't there. I suppose you don't care about your mother's feelings, though, do you, Salinger?" "Mother, I..." She raises her one good hand. The other one lays limp in her lap. "What's done is done." Her gaze falls back to me. "But it seems as if your new family is already in some trouble. One of your husbands has been arrested for murder." "How do you know that, Miriam?" the director asks, sitting upright. "That's classified information." "Mosby," she says, looking at her husband. "After all these years, you should know nothing you do passes my notice." He grunts and leans back, but I see a hint of fear in his eyes.